This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now, $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
When David was told to carry cheese and crackers to his brothers, he'd already been anointed by Samuel to be king over all of Israel. He was anointed to be king over all of Israel inside of his daddy's house in front of all of his brothers. He wasn't even called to the party. Saul's kingdom had already been rejected by God at this point, and David had already been anointed to be the next king, although Saul was still the king of the armies of Israel. After David was anointed by Samuel to be king, the Bible says that he went right back out into the field and started taking care of the sheep. How many know he didn't put on a crown? He didn't get in a procession. His brothers didn't wave him into town saying, "Here's our new king." He went right back out there and started hanging out with the sheep. Listen, we need to understand that if we're going to ever become what God wants us to be, then it's going to come through serving. Most people today, they get one prophecy, and next thing you know, they start in a ministry, and they walk away from everywhere. I can't be no usher. I'm a prophet. Thus saith the Lord. And quit everything they were doing. Well, I was greeting, but the Lord just, I had a word of prophecy, and I prophesied over this lady, and the Lord revealed to me I'm just supposed to prophesy from now on. Down at Staples, getting their new business cards printed up, prophet. Nah, I'm serious. This is what happens. Come on, amen. David gets anointed to be king, and you can't even find him. He's gone. He's on the back 40 taking care of the sheep, and he's serving behind the scenes where nobody even knows that he's serving. And listen, because he was serving, he positioned himself for a major breakthrough, and he positioned himself to become a national hero, and he positioned himself to walk in the anointing of the king that was put on him by serving. Come on, are you seeing this morning? And while he was serving and he was being obedient to his father and he was carrying cheese and crackers down through the front line for his brothers, he became the catalyst to become a hero for a nation to win a war that would set the whole nation free by simple obedience. So you think you get offended when somebody says, hey, would you just mind serving in the church? We need greeters. I went to Bible college for 2 years. Some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Come on now. How many know, until you position yourself to be submitted to the ones that God has placed in authority of your life and learn how to carry some cheese and learn how to carry some crackers, you will never become the giant killer that you need to be to confront the enemy of your own life. You will constantly be overtaken. You got to be willing to submit ourselves to the people that God puts over us in our life. The quickest way to your destiny is to be submitted to the ones that God puts in your life. I say, well, Pastor, you just sound like you want to tell me what to do. I don't want to tell you what to do. I'm just being obedient for what God told me to do. You just do the same thing. I got people over me too. Trust me, they call me every week. Why'd you do that? I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, Bishop. Come on. It's a good place to be, amen? That is what positions you to bring down the giants that come up in your life. David could have looked at his father and said, Jesse, you know what? I ain't even calling you dad because I'm the king now. Jesse, you know what? I ain't going to take no cheese and crackers down. Now I'm supposed to be the king. I'm going to just hang out here with the sheep until they come to get me and honor me and bring me into the kingdom. I'm supposed to be the king. But that's not what he did. You serve your way to your destiny. You serve your way to your destiny. I'll try one more time. You serve your way to your destiny. Listen, if Joseph had never been willing to interpret the dreams of his inmates, he never would have been allowed to interpret the dream of Pharaoh. Because if he hadn't have gave that interpretation, nobody would have known who he was. He never would have got out of prison. Come on, are you here? Serving the inmates in the prison is what opened up the prison doors for him to get elevated to the next place that God was calling him for the destiny of his life. Because he served where he was at, amen? So here's David, he's carrying cheese and crackers down to his brothers, and when he got down there, he saw this whole army, the whole army of Israel. They had been well-trained, they had fought under the leadership of Saul, they had the best armor, they had the best weapons, they were dressed like soldiers, they sounded like soldiers, they marched like soldiers, they talked like soldiers, they acted like soldiers, and they looked like soldiers. And the Bible says that every morning they would come out dressed in their uniforms, dressed in their armor, they would stand in formation, and they would shout the war cry. Every morning. And then the Bible says that Goliath would come out and say, hey, why don't you send your best guy down here to face me, your champion against me, and we will fight and we'll settle this dispute. And all the soldiers dressed in uniform that were shouting the war cry would get full of fear, turn around and run back to their tents. That's the army of the Lord. Come on, amen. Day after day after day, they would come out dressed in battle gear and shout the war cry. And Goliath would come out and they would run in fear.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Come on, can I just tell you this today? It's not enough for you just to put on church clothes and show up on a Sunday morning and shout hallelujah during praise and worship. Come on, and when the devil comes knocking at your door, you run home and lock the door and say, leave me alone, devil. Come on, amen. You get in here and praising God and shouting God, and then you spend Monday through Friday being tormented by the enemy of your life, hiding out. Come on, help me, somebody. Act like there ain't nothing wrong with you on Sunday, and then get home and you're content to live in the place of bondage. You just don't want to deal with it. I'm talking about the audacious life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about being fearless today. You need to understand something this morning. It's not enough for us to come into this house and just give a praise and a hallelujah every now and then. And when a giant shows up, we look at them and go, nope, I ain't messing with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got time for that. Listen, I think it's time that strongholds are broken in our life. I think it's time we stop being intimidated. I think it's time that we stop being fearful over everything that rises its head against our life. I don't care if the checking account don't look right. I don't care if the bill collectors are calling. I don't care if your mama said you'd never amount to anything. It's time to stand up in faith and declare who you are in the Lord. I don't care what this world has tried to do to you. You are God's child. Everything that God has put in you is greater. Somebody shout, it's greater. It's greater than anything in this world. Do you believe that this morning? Every time that giant came out, men full of promise, men full of strength, men with the right tools to do the job, became full of fear, and the fear robbed them of their ability to do what God called them to do. If there's anything in the church today, is that people are afraid to get out and do what God's called them to do. Worried about what somebody's going to think. Worried about somebody going to sue us. Come on, help me, somebody. Listen, there is great potential in this room today. There's potential all over this room. Somebody help me, please. You are full of God's giftings. You are full of God's power. You are full of God's anointing. And God has empowered you to do everything that He's created for you to do. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be intimidated this morning. You have no reason to live in regret. You have no reason to back up and pull back. God has called you to win the battle, and He's given you everything on the inside of your life that you need to win. I wonder if I got anybody that believes that. Come on, amen. In this house, there is potential for supernatural breakthrough, potential for new business, potential for home ownership, for real estate, potential to live the dream that you dreamed when you were a little kid, to have influence, to build relationships, to have a strong marriage, to raise kids that know what they're doing. There's potential all over this room this morning. But if the enemy can cause fear to come into your life, he can rob you of your potential. He can paralyze you in your fear. And you'll just be content thinking that this is what life is all about. And you'll think you've got to suffer through your whole life. Listen to me, you don't have to suffer through anything. You can walk through all the suffering by faith. And what was meant to take you out can become the launching board for the place that God's carrying you to. That's why churches all over this country this morning, they want to prosper. There's church people everywhere, all in churches meeting all across this nation this morning, people just wanting to be blessed and wanting to prosper. But you got naysayers going around saying, that's all churches talk about is money, 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 money. Come on, amen. You at Truth Church, we talk about things nobody don't ever want to talk about. We talk about money, we talk about sex. The two things that everybody in the church deals with the most, nobody wants to talk about. No, y'all ain't even going to be real with me today. The two things that people are hung up on more than anything else in this world is money and sex. I think we ought to talk about it. And you get these naysayers out there going, that's all they want to talk about is money, 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 money. They intimidate people and keep people from prospering. It's okay if I just preach a little bit. Come on, amen. How many know that God doesn't just want this property that we're here on to be debt-free? Come on, do you believe that? No. He wants more buildings on this property that are debt-free. He wants a campground out back that's debt-free. He wants ministry coming out of this place that's not costing us money, but there's an influx of money flowing through the provision of God to do everything that God's called us to do. That we don't have to kill ourselves to get it done. There's blessing and favor being released on your life and blessing and favor being released in this house so that we can do what God's called us to do. That's really what he wants, amen? He wants to prosper this house, and he wants to prosper your house, amen? Until he comes back, he wants us to be working. How many are you in business with God today? Come on, it's called Father and Sons. Come on, somebody, help me. And he wants us to prosper till he comes, amen? But he can't do that if people in the church are ignorant about money. We got way too many people coming to church being ignorant about money, thinking the pastor's trying to spend everybody's money, take everybody's money, and I just don't have it to give, and blah, 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 blah. In fear, it's just fear about money. When we know that God has given us the principles on what we're supposed to do with our money. God told us how to be blessed. He told us how to have our debts paid. Come on, somebody. He told us how to walk in freedom from bondage of being in debt. But we got people that are worried about somebody's always trying to get my money. Every time it's time to take the offering, we have a hard time. It's time to receive offer tithes and offerings, and we're all like, yeah. We applauding because everybody else is applauding. Too much truth, too fast, too soon? Is everybody all right? Let me tell you something. If we're going to reach a next generation of young people coming up, it's going to take money. Money, 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 money. Do you hear me? MTV don't have a problem spending $117,000 to make a 2-minute video to captivate the heart of your kids to pull them off down to hell. And we get hung up over putting $20 in a basket that might change somebody's life for eternity. I didn't come down there to hear about this today. This is Vision Sunday. I'm trying to help you. Come on, amen. We ain't gonna live under that bondage. We gonna cut some giants' heads off. Because I'm telling you, we got millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff to do in this ministry. And you can think I'm crazy if you want to, but I know what God told me was going to happen down in this place. Come on, amen. I know what he's doing at Truth Church. I got about 10 people that believe me, and the rest of you are thinking he's lost his mind. Now listen, in order to overcome Goliath in our life, David had to ask himself some questions. He had to get real with himself. And one of the questions that he asked himself was this: is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Listen, when David went to kill the giant, he didn't come up to the giant wishing and hoping. He's pretty big. I hope I can beat him. Oh, I wish I had a gun. I don't even know what a gun is, but I wish I had one. David did not look at that giant and go, well, let's give this a shot. I think I can do this. No, that's not what he did. The Bible says that he ran at the giant. He ran at Goliath. And listen, he wouldn't have run at the giant had he not already settled the issue in his heart. Is there not a cause? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't run into certain death unless there is a cause. Otherwise, you're dumb. I went to Truth Church and he said, I was dumb. There's a cause. Listen, until you decide that it is worth it for you, for your children to be set free and full of the power of God, and you think it's worth it, then that's the only time that you will confront that giant in your life. Come on, amen. When you say there is a cause that is big enough, my family is big enough for me to live my life right. My problems will not overtake me. Is there not a cause? Somebody shout amen. I ain't gonna let this giant come in and destroy my family. I'm not gonna let this deception come in and take me out. Is there not a cause? Because until you settle the issue of whether or not there is a cause, you will never run at your giant. You'll never do it. You'll be content to be in a place of bondage, biding your time, hoping and wishing it's all going to work out. Have addictions and habits that kill you. Abusive situations, words that have been spoken over you, manifesting in your life. But listen to me, once the cause becomes greater, somebody shout greater. Listen. That's why most people never do anything until their pain overtakes their comfort level.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.